Namrud was king at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam started preaching and conveying the message of Tawheed, so the people stood up against him and they complained in the court of their king Namrud. And he called for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was produced there, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam talked to him. Now, what Namrud said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in this place. So he stated, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ O beloved Prophet, did you not see him, Namrud, who clashed with Ibrahim, who argued with Ibrahim concerning his lot, merely because Allah had given him the kingdom? When Ibrahim said, My Lord is he who gives life and causes death, Namrud answered, I give life and cause death. Ibrahim said, Allah brings the sun from the east, you should bring it from the west. So the disbelievers was utterly confounded. And Allah does not guide the unjust. That is the story of that debate. So it is obvious the whole discussion was very lengthy. That was very lengthy. But Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned only that portion which is useful for us, which is beneficial for us. He argued with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because he was king. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him kingdom. So because of that power, because of that kingdom, and because of that kingship, so he started arguing against Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he called for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam described his first proof, his first dalil. That my Lord is that who gives life, to death, and who causes people to die as well. So that King Namrud, so he couldn't understand what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saying. He called for one prisoner and he made him free. And one person who was innocent, he killed him. And he said, look, I have killed a person, so I caused him to die, and I made that person free. It means I gave him life. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam understood. This whole person couldn't understand what I am saying. Giving life to dead and causing someone to die is something else. And making a prisoner free and killing a person is entirely different. So he is unable to understand what I am saying, what I am arguing. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the other argument, gave him other proof. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ My Lord is He who brings the sun from the east. So if you claim that you are Lord and you are worthy of worship, so bring the sun from the west. Mean the entire system, the entire system of this world is run by the power of Allah. Allah is the runner of this entire system. If you claim that you are Lord and you are worthy of worship, so then do something different and change the system and do differently from what Allah does. So when he listened that argument of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so he was kept silent. He couldn't speak even one word again upon that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ So then, so the disbeliever was utterly confounded. He couldn't speak. He couldn't give any argument against that.